Okay, so we're going to go through Sugya's Shitas Rishonim until Gijaribis, right? The first Sugya. Okay, so Gemara is Masik that Hanas Milva is talking about Arvach Lazimna. Right? So Rashi explains that Kol Shekein if you're Kaddish with Hanas Milva Atzma, that would be Kiddushin. So Hanas Milva would be Kiddushin, but Rashi explains that Mechilas Milva would not be Kiddushin. So Rashi draws a chalak between Hanas Milva and Mechilas Milva. Tosos, we're going to focus on Tosos. She's going to be about Tosos. And the Ran, Tosos does not make that chalak. Tosos says that both Hanas Milva and Mechilas Milva would be Kiddushin. So what's not Kiddushin? So Tosos explains that what's not Kiddushin, if you do Kiddushin, but Maos Milva Shach Hayavasli. If you try to make Kaddish with the Maos Milva. So what's the Maos Milva? So L'chora, Maos Milva means the money that you accepted. Right, the money that you got already is part of a loan. So since like that's already yours, so it's not going to be kedusha. Right, so over there it talks about davar chadash, but that doesn't fit in so well. Whatever, that's I guess not for now. But the question that stands is what's going on in our Gemara, right? Because our Gemara is a case of osk v'dal v'heh. So you borrowed four zuz, and he tells you I would have charged you interest. I would have charged you a fifth zuz. And now you don't have to pay back the fifth zuz, and with that fifth zuz, that you don't have to pay back, so it's not kiddushin. So the problem is if Tosos understands Maos Milva Shachayevasli refers to the money which you already got and the kfarim shalah, and therefore it's not kiddushin. So there was no fifth zuz, right? There was no tangible fifth zuz. There were four zuz that was given to the woman, but he's not trying to do kiddushin with those four zuz. He's trying to do kiddushin with the fifth zuz that she would have had to pay back. So that's there was no money there. So that's. That's difficult. So it's difficult also in the Ran. The Ran on Mem Zayin draws a chiluk between Shtar or Mekadosh Milva, I guess Shtar Chovda and Shtar Chovda Achir. So it's a chiluk. So the Ran explains that by Shtar Chov, by regular Milva, Daita Azuza. So her das on the Zuz, and therefore it's not kedusha. Mashenki by Shtar Chov, her das is on the Hana, and if her das is on the Hana, then it would be kedusha. So this sounds also like zuz refers to the zuz that she already got, right? She already got money as or whatever, just preposterous. That's just what you think it means, that the money that she accepted, so that money can't serve as kedusha money also. It was given v'toras hava. So if that's the case, Pnei Yeshua asks, it's really the same question we had by Tosos. Pnei Yeshua asks, if that's the case, so what's shah with Uzk v'dal v'hei? Uzk v'dal v'hei, again, you got four... She got four zuz, but not b'toras kiddushin. He's trying to do kiddushin with the fifth zuz that she would have had to pay him back. So there was never a tangible fifth zuz that he actually gave her. She never actually received the fifth zuz, and he's trying to be mekadosh with that fifth zuz that she never actually received. So that's a kasha, right? Lingering kasha. What do you do with the gemara on daf vav and biz that says usk be dalve is hainu milve? According to our definition of hainu milve, the problem with mekadosh milve is daita zuze. Here there wasn't daita zuze. So what's the chora? If zuze is referring to the zuz that you she's already received. So in Cain, so what's the problem with Kaddish Milva? How is the Milva at all? So to introduce the answer, we bring up the Gemara in Bava Kama. Whatever the case is there, but Bekitzer, somebody owed money, and he decided they wanted, someone owed him money, and the one who was owed money decided that he's gonna give the money should be given to the Aniyim, right? And then he wanted to go back on that. And the Gemara says that you can't go back on it because Rav Yosef was there, and Rav Yosef was the Yad Aniyim. So you're not able to be chozer on what you said. So the question that we shouldn't pick up on is why do you need to come on to that? Why do you need to tell me that Rav Yosef was there, and therefore you know the chov is already chal, and the shibud is there, and you can't retract. So Tos and the Rif give different explanations. Tos explains that I guess there's a chov in a chanami, but the chov is a davar shlo b'lo'olam. And the Rif explains similarly, or we're going to see how they're different, but similarly, that it's davar she'ein b'reshusa, it's in b'reshusa. So if it's lo b'lo'olam, it's in b'reshusa, so things like that. So had it not been for the Aranim being zocha in it, so simply you saying, right, the Aranim had been around and they were already zocha in it, but had they not been, so you just saying that you're going to give something to someone else, okay, it might affect the chov, but the chov is davar shlo b'lo'olam, chov is in b'reshusa. So if that's true, we see that there's such a musug that you can have a chov on somebody, and there's still a chisaron in that chov in that it's not considered. Let's say it's not considered bala olam. It's not considered rishusa. So now we can explain al derech this, we can explain for the Ran that we say daita zuza, it's not referring to the zuz that she already accepted as kiddushin, right? The money that she accepted, now he's trying to be mekadesh, because we said it was kedalvei. There was no the zuz that he's trying to use to be mekadesh never was not tangible ever, so it wouldn't be kiddushin. So now that we see that there's a different chisaron of davar shelo olam, so maybe you could say taita zuza means the zuz that she would have had to pay him back. Taita zuza means it's not kiddushin. You know why? Because he's trying to be mekadesh her. And her das is, he's trying to mekadesh me with what? With the fifth zuz that I would have had to pay back to him. What's wrong with that? So we just explain. It's a davar shalom. That's a davar shalom. You can't be mekadesh with him. Yes, that's very nice. That now explains how when we say zuzay, it's not really talking about the zuz that she already got. And if so, what's shtarchov da'achirim? Why is shtarchov da'achirim any different? Why is there? Why don't you say Daita Azuzah over there? So I just explained that logically, when she never actually received, you say, assume if she received Zuz, right? If she received some money, or she received some chov, so then she's thinking, oh, my das is that money which I have to pay back as part of the normal, right? I got some money, or through interest I got some money, and now I have to pay back some money. So there, das could be on that Zuz that she has to pay back. It's not on the Zuz that she received, but it's on the Zuz that she has to pay back. Mashiach, if she didn't receive money at all, she started chov the achirim. So she never received money in the first place. She got this thing out of thin air. So her das is not on. Oh, he's trying to be kaddish with this money, because there was no right with the money of others, because there was no. She wasn't involved in a monetary transaction. It's like much more out of thin air that she like gets this like special shtarchov d'achirim that comes to her hands. So what's her das on? So Ron says, I mean, it makes sense logically that her das is on. Oh, now I have this revach that I have this shtar and I can collect from someone. But her das is not on the zuz of the other guy. The zuz of the other guy is like sitting by him. It's not what she's thinking about. She's because again, if there was an original transaction and she got money in the first place and then she's giving back money, so yeah, her das is on that money, on the exchange of the money. But if she never received money in the first place, so maybe you that that's what she's thinking about. She's thinking, oh, now I have this revach that I can be makaba from this person. Yeah. So if that's the case, so now you don't have to pay your shuas cash anymore. So maybe Shul's kasha was, how can you say that it's Oskedalva Hey is your quintessential case of Mekadesh Bemilva? Alright, it's not the Kisar and the Ran said Mekadesh Bemilva was that Daita Zuze. So we thought that meant the Zuz that you received in the first place. Here you received no Zuz. So the answer is no. Daita Zuze doesn't refer to the Zuz that you received in the first place. Daita Zuze refers to the Zuz that she would have had to pay back. So Oskedalva Hey, he gives her four Zuz. And her Das is on, there's Taka, right? There's Taka Oskedalva Hey. Taka has to pay back a fifth Zuz. So that's her Das. So if that's her das, it's not kedushin. Why? We said before, davar shelo olam. That's very gishmak. And here we can explain Tosos the same way as well. Right? Tosos, when Rabbi thought that when Tosos said most milva she'achayevusli, so that's referring to the same idea, right? The most milva, exactly what it sounds like. Most milva she'achayevusli. Meaning, he's being kasher with the money that she's chayevus. That's exactly what Rabbi explained around, right? It's the zuz that you have to return. That's what you're being kasher with, not the zuz that you received originally. So that's how you can explain Tosos, right? And again, Mekadesh with the Hanas Milva would work, Tosu says, because Hanas Milva means Tosu thinks he's not mechal between Hanas Milva, whatever that it's the Hana that I you dafka you're stressing. I'm Mekadesh with the Hana, not with the Zuzay themselves, right? So I guess the Lo Bala Olam problem is not an issue. It seems to only be an issue with tangible Zuzay.
Even though the Hanas the Mechilas Milva, even though she already got, meaning is that what I was saying? How it's like a little different than the Ram, because by Mechilas Milva she already got the money. You know, if the Ram would say that Mechilas Milva, would the Ram say Mechilas Milva would work or not? No.
The Ram, I think, would think that even by Mechilas Milva, I think the difference between Ram and Tosos, there is a difference. There could be a difference regarding Mechilas Milva. I think the Ram would say Mechilas Milva wouldn't work because there her das is Azuza. Meaning, question? The question is just right. I think, yeah, good point. Meaning, the question is where is her das there? Right. That's machok. When you say Mechilas Milva, that's machok. It seems to be machok is Ran and Tosos, where her das is. Yeah.
And is that why Tosos gave a different shot in the fill between Shtarchov Dideh and Shtarchov Dachirin?
I don't know.
Like because he doesn't have this chilek now of the Ran, he went. Okay.
I'm not sure. I have to say that way. Yeah, I don't know. I have to say that way. I don't know. Okay, anyway. So, So then Rebbe wants to explain the Ramban. The Ramban explains the daf, the test, Kiddushin. So if you try to Mekadesh with, you give money, you say, I'm going to Mekadesh to you after 30 days. Right? So the Gemara explains that, that would be Kiddushin. If, right, Lo Ba'achir Mekidusha, so that would be Kiddushin. The question is, why the Kiddushin? It was given, the Chor was given the Torah, Chor was given the Torah's Hava. So Ramban explains, no, there was, it was, even though it was given as a halva, it was given b'toras kedushin. I'm sorry, meaning lechore, it looks like a halva. At the time, mishas, you give it over, it's just a halva. But still, the Ramban explains, it was given b'toras kedushin. If it was given b'toras kedushin, then it would be, then she's miknaya nafshim. She's not miknaya nafshim b'chla. Right, she wouldn't be miknaya nafshim. So that's that very nice. That works by itself. The question is, why the Ramban elsewhere in Baba Kama had to explain that the chisaron in general by trying to be makdish by trying to be kaddish with the milva is that it's a davar she lo ba la ola. Just stop. Why do you need? But why does the Ramban need both svaras? So to get this, I guess we'll just, there are two akdamas before we get to the teretz. So the first one being that the Ramban explains, he brings up both the svar of the riff that you kept, that there's a chisaron by chov that it's in a bereshuso, and Tosfos is a davar shelo ba'ol olam. But if you look at the context, Rebbe thought the lashon of the Ramban was noted this way also, that could be that the svar of the riff that's in a bereshuso is shayach. The svar of the riff that it's shayach to say in a bereshuso, right? So that is dafka by when you're trying to be makdish something, right? Because when you're trying to be makdish something, so then you can say, oh, it's in a bereshuso. You're not able to, I mean, you have to have a strong bias over it to be makdish, right? So you can say it's in a bereshuso. But if you're trying to be makdish with a hava, so theoretically, right, you don't like need to affect the kinyan or anything. Meaning, I give you money already. All I have to do is be mochel. So the notion that it's in a bereshuso is not problematic. To be mochel on something in general, it doesn't need to be in my rishus, right? I could sell a star to someone and I could be mochel on it, right? To mochel something, you don't have to be, doesn't have to be in your rishus. So I'm able to be mochel on it. So why taka is not kedushin? So there you have to come on to the svara that Tosu says, that it's never shalom ba'olam. Therefore it wouldn't be kedushin. So that's the first hakdama, right? That the svara of the riff that in a bereshuso is shaykh by trying to be mocked or something, and the svara of Tosos, lo ba lo olam is shaykh when you're trying to do kiddushin. That's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, bring up the Gemara Mamatzia talks about how if you had you borrow a saw and then it was huzlu, so you still have to pay back a saw's worth. Meaning, the difference is Tosos and Baba Kama points out the difference is. There's a difference between halva and geneva in general, right? By geneva, we say you have to pay after mishal shegara, whatever, right? If it was worth whatever it was worth at the time you stole it, so that's what you're paying back. Masha inke by halva, let's say Rabbi's case, right? You borrow a certain amount of eggs, right? So avada, you're not paying back those exact eggs, right? Because you're eating the eggs, you're borrowing those eggs. But in theory, you're trying to return those eggs. You're not returning a bad, you're returning a different version. Right, but you're trying to return those same eggs. That's the muslim. Meaning, and imkain, so it doesn't matter if it gets cheaper, it gets more expensive. You have a requirement to pay back those eggs. So the saw gets cheaper, it gets more expensive. No, it makes no difference. You have to pay back a saw, right? So we see sowed that halva is like a she'ila, is like a schiras. This is what the Rash brings this, right? Rebbe points out here that the Rash explains that ribis is together dmei schiras ala maos. So that's important for how we view in general, right? The difference between she'ila and gezeila. So this explains. This is one of Rebbe likes to talk about. Spoke about this a lot in Kesuvos. The notion that there's in every like when you owe someone, there's a chov in general. So there's mamori gabach, right? There's the fact that I have money sitting by you, and there's a shibud, and there's separately there's a shibud. So this really draws out the point of mamori gabach by she'ila a lot, meaning we're saying you have to pay back that same amount, no matter if it gets cheaper, it gets more expensive. Kiwi, why? Because there's mamoni gabach, right? We view it halakhically as if there's mamoni gabach. So I give you a saw, So the saw of whatever it is, chalas saw chitin is bayuna. So there's mamoni gabachla. You have to pay back that, right? You have to reciprocate that exact amount that I gave you, right? That makes sense. Meaning because it's together and mamoni gabach. So that's why it has to be the exact same amount. It doesn't matter if it cheapens or it gets more expensive. We view it as if that object is physically by you. So you have to pay back that same amount. In addition to mamoni gabach, there's also what's called, there's also a shivun in general. Rabbi draws his point out by the yorshim, right? Yorshim in general, they can't be like yorish achov. You say like if there's only matatan, the taka don't have to, if they're yorish matatan, the taka don't have to pay. But by like karka, there's an additional nidon that there's a special shibun, right? So meaning that the svar of mamoni gabach is not shayach. It's moved on to the next door, and we don't view the mamoni gabach as transferring to the next generation. What do we view as transferring? What keeps the chov alive? So that's something called shibud, right? Those are, I mean, we can coin them whatever we want, but the point is that there are two different mechanisms in general when you have a chov as to what's at play, right? And they manifest themselves in different ways, right? The mamoni gabach steps up to the front when you see that you have to pay the exact amount, that's different than gzeila, and the shibud steps up to the front when you see that the chiv extends to the yorshim. He has that's like a yisod in general. So using this yisod, we can now explain why the Ramban needs both reasons. Needs both the reason that lo gamar maknaya nafsha, right, when you give it b'toras halva, and also the svara of that it's a davar shelo balola. And the explanation is as follows, right? We're taking care of those two different issues. There's a mamoni gabach and there's a shibud. So we want to take care of both of them. So out the mamoni gabach, right? So you can't say, oh, that was shlobal olam. Meaning, it's mamoni gabach, right? It's like the epitome of balolam, right? We view it so strong halakhically as if it's by you. So the problem is, akoponim, that you weren't gomer maknaya nafsha, because there's this chisaron over here. That since it was given b'torah salva, so you didn't have proper gemiras das. Additionally, what about the shibud? But you're still left, right? What about the shibud? Okay, there's no, you weren't gomer das because it was given to us avah, but what about this like independent shibud that sticks around? So fine, there's a shibud, but that shibud is a davar shelo b'lo olam. You can't do kiddushin with that shibud because it's a davar shelo b'lo olam. Yeah. So the one thing left is what about staka? Now going back to the case of Baba Kama. So what's taka the problem of the case of staka? Right. Because let's talk about our issues. Right. There's an issue about kiddushin. Lo gemar kanaya nafsha. Right. So obviously it's not shaykh by staka. We think there's meichitisi that's part of the gemiras das. You don't have proper gemiras das, it's going to be Torah Savah. So why should that be shaykh that when you do an amir by tztaka, well, you didn't have proper, like, that's the whole point. Tztaka kicks it even without necessarily, you know, with amir ba'am, ficha. So, and you also, l'chor, it's mamun gabach, so then why is it taka not kedushin? So for this, we come on to the svar of the riff, and it's inibir shuso. So if davar, the tztaka is considered inibir shuso, and if it's inibir shuso, that's exactly what we're saying. That effectively there could be a chov, but because it's Einar Bereshuso, so you can't, right? Had it not been that Rav Yosef was like Yad Aniyim, so it wouldn't be called. That's why we need to come on Rav Yosef and Yad Aniyim, because without that, yeah, you're right. There'd be a chov and a Mamori Gabach, but it's Davar Sheino Tachas, Davar Sheino Bereshuso. So the chiyah wouldn't kick it. So B'kitzer, that was pretty short, but to summarize, Tosos and the Ran, both effectively now say that Daita Azusa, right? That's our big kasha. What do you do with Daita Azusa? Sam, going back now, right? What do you do with Daita Azusa? How do you, if you explain that as referring to the money you already received, you have the problem. Uske v'dalad v'hei, right? There was no fifth. The fifth Azusa that you tried to make kaddish with is not a Azusa that she ever received. So how is it kiddushin? So we ended up explaining the Soda Davar is that no, Zuzay doesn't refer to Zuzay she was already Mikabalas, Zuzay refers to the Zuzay that she's going to have to pay back, which explains Shtachov Dachim, explains Tzvar and Naran that we don't think like that, right? And Masha Inke, Mayanova, we do think like that. You point out there's the difference between Ran and Tosos regarding Mechilas Milva. So there's Mechilas Milva, what's her Dasma Mechilas Milva, and how that would be affected. And then we just, I think it's almost independently, we explain the Ramban, why he needs both svar. Gaby pointed out why if the Ramban held it both svar, so why didn't he say them both in one place? So I don't know why I didn't say both in one place. But akoponim, we see, assuming these two yisodos in the Ramban are true, so it's actually very gishmak. If we plug in that in every time you chayev, so there's a shibud and there's a mamoni gabach, so that's gufot the Ramban's coming to say. that outs the Mamoni Gabbah, the issue of Mamoni Gabbah. So there, you can't affect Kiddushin because since it was given to Torah Salva, so there's a Gemir's Das problem. Meaning, Einach Rami is Mamoni Gabbah. But there's still, so fine, by a Chov, by whatever, by a Chov would be fine. But by Kiddushin, there's a special added need in Gemir's Das. So what do you right? So that's why there's no Mamoni Gabbah. What about the Shibud Shabo? So there we already explained. There was the other Svaras of Ramban. Ramban explained. We said that the Shomos were note that the Ramban is dafka saying that Davar Shalom Olam is Svar by Kiddushin. That fits very nice over here. So what's the problem with Tzaka? So by Tzaka, you still have the problem in a Bershuso. Even though there is a Mamoni Gabbah Tachas, and there's no Chisaron of Gemir's Das. Of course not by Tzaka. The problem is that it's a Davar Sheina Bershuso. Okay, let's go here.
Just going back to Tosus. Tosus says that